This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Following the more than $350 million court verdict in Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial, Empire State Attorney General Letitia James says she plans to make sure the former president pays what he owes. USA's John Schaefer explains.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plans to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay for his involvement in inflating his net worth to gain tax and insurance advantages.
Former President Trump is disclosing a roster of possible vice presidential candidates during a Fox News town hall in South Carolina. This week he acknowledged considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the vice presidency. Trump praised all the candidates as, quote, solid options, though he did not specify a timeline for announcing his choice. A little girl missing for roughly a week, found dead in a river in suburban Houston. A family friend now accused in her death. Police say 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham turned up dead Tuesday.
And I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyons, Don McDougal, is the man arrested and charged with Audrey's death. McDougal will reportedly be charged with capital murder. President Biden's brother, James Biden, says that his brother was never involved in any of his financial dealings. James Biden went in for a closed-door interview with U.S. lawmakers Wednesday as part of the GOP-led impeachment inquiry of President Biden in the U.S. House. At the same time, the credibility of the impeachment inquiry is being called into question since the arrest of an ex-FBI informant who allegedly made up bribery allegations against the president. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A recent U.S. State Department memo tells staff in the department to make sure and think of the most inclusive language to use that they can so as not to misgender people. Portions of the memo suggested language among staffers transition from things like saying brave men and women on the front lines to brave first responders or brave soldiers to avoid the risk of offending transgender individuals, some of whom serve in dangerous public safety or military jobs.
It's a standard government practice to try to encourage people just to be respectful of others and use the terms with which others are comfortable.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller at the same time told reporters the memo had Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name on it, but that does not mean it came from Blinken himself. United Airlines will resume one daily flight to Israel. A route from Newark, New Jersey to Tel Aviv will open back up. It's the first time since October when cargo services and passenger flights were suspended following the Hamas terror attack. With the move, United becomes the first American carrier to resume direct service. Fans of Rocketman Elton John are snatching up collectible items in a major memorabilia auction. It was held late Wednesday in New York City by Christie's, the London-based auction house. Sterling silver rocket-shaped cocktail shakers hit the auction block, as well as the rock legend's Yamaha Conservatory Grand Piano. In all, 900 items, all of which came from the British rocker's Atlanta home, were auctioned off. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Our next guest says, and I quote, "I was one of the most successful adult film stars in the world. I obtained fame, wealth, and traveled the world, all to find out that none of those would fill the emptiness in my heart. Then I found Jesus." Our guest is Joshua Broom. He's here to tell his story, and we're excited to have this time to talk about a God who loves you and is in the redeeming business and will always be through eternity. Joshua, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm so glad to be with you guys, and what an honor and privilege it is to share all that God has done.
Yeah, amen to that, because it is by the testimony of our mouths, the blood sacrifice on the cross of our Lord and Savior that makes this all possible, because your life, where you were at, and where some people find themselves today just saying, that's impossible. Sexual addiction
right.
is such a stronghold. How do you break free of something as powerful as sexual addiction?
Yeah, I mean, I would say in my story, Jesus saves my life, but reading the Bible and living it out with, you know, a church community, that was the thing that transformed my life. So, you know, the Word of God is alive and active, and it's sharper than, you know, a double-edged sword, and wants to divide bone and marrow, and that's what it did with me. It allowed me to see the lies that I believed that were untrue, and it gave me a truth and a foundation to actually stand on, and it challenged the way that I saw myself. It challenged the way that I saw the world, and people loved me enough to tell me the truth. And I say that would be the biggest thing in this world. It's easy to share with people some of the truth, but the full truth, that is what will set us free.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's the author of the book, The Seven Lies That Will Ruin Your Life, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But, first, Joshua, here, as you said, life is rolling along. You're all that in a bag of chips. I mean, you got wine, you got women, you're all over the place, and then you get to that point where you hit a low point, which you know, for most people, I guess in some cases, you know, ultimately you saw it as a blessing when you hit, you know, when you hit the ground floor and realized after all is said and done, you came up with a question that Peggy Lee sang about many years ago. Is that all there is, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, for me, I grew up in a small town in South Carolina. I grew up without a father. So I made it my mission in life to prove to myself and to others that I was worth something because I didn't feel like I was. And that the lie that most people believe is if I become something or if I achieve something or if I have enough something, I'll feel like I'm somebody. And, you know, I was in that industry, made the money, became famous, did all the things. But there's so many things that we believe that will fix our hearts. And God was, Romans 2:4 talks about how, you know, it's God's love, his patience, his kindness that leads us to repentance. And man, I never thought that him giving me everything that I thought I wanted would allow me to see it didn't work would be the thing that broke me. Because, you know, I achieved everything that I thought would make me happy or validate me. And when it didn't work, when God was kind enough to give me the thing that I thought that I needed, it allowed me to see, oh, this doesn't work. And it amplified my, anxiety. It deepened my depression. And I got to a place where I was considering self-harm. And then, you know, through a 2-year journey where I ended up running for my life, and I met this person that confronted what I thought to be true. I thought that because I did bad things, I was a bad person, and because I didn't have a father, I was not valuable. And I told her about my past, and her response was, well, a person's not defined by the worst thing they've ever done. A person's not defined by the greatest thing they'll ever do. There's a creator of all things, and he has a final say. And we continued to walk and talk, and she invited me to church. And 9 years ago, that walk ended up to, you know, going to church that next week, and that's when I gave my life to Jesus. And that person, her name's Hope, and she's my wife, and we've been married for 8 years, and we've got 4 children, and God's given me, and just like anyone that follows them, this, this message, we're messengers, we're carrying of this message of reconciliation, we're called to be ambassadors, and, the thing that God redeemed, he gave me a voice to speak into, and, it's been quite a journey. But I just love that she loved me enough to show me both grace and truth. Not just God loves me where I am. He loves me enough to not leave me as I was.
So the walk you started with her continued through the aisle. And
yes,
now as you walk through life together with your children and your beautiful family, we serve a God that believes in redemption. He does not give up on his creation, and you're walking proof of that, and it's an encouragement to other people who have made mistakes. We all made mistakes. Nobody is perfect. You know, we have all fallen short of God's glory. And when you get to that point to realize that you are in need of a Savior, then be encouraged, because God has provided one, the perfect sacrifice for us, has he not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing that I heard that transformed my life, where it's that, the pastor that was preaching when I gave my life to Christ, he was talking about this dynamic between Jonathan and David in 2 Samuel chapter 9. And then, David does this act that was contradictory to culture, where historically when a new king came into reign, the previous kingdom was wiped out. But he actually said, is there anyone left out of the house of Saul? And they find Mephibosheth, and he brings him into his kingdom, and he restores his land. And Mephibosheth even refers to himself as a dead dog, because he doesn't understand that, because it's contrary to what he believed to be true. It was contrary to what culture had proven to be, true. And then, the pastor pivoted from, well, guess what? Romans 3:23 says we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Who's guilty? Everyone. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. So who's deserving of death because of our guilt? Everyone. But guess what? There's good news. Jesus, being fully God and fully man, came into this world, born of a virgin. He lived a perfect life, facing temptation but never sinned, died on the cross, rose again on the third day, authenticating his identity. In fact, him being the Son of God, the one who takes away the sins of the world. And if you put your faith in him, his righteousness is imputed into you. And then I'm hearing this, and I was like, okay, this is true. My heart was wrestling with it. And then I felt like the pastor said something to me that just changed everything, because I believed, okay, God's perfect. So if he's perfect, of course, Jesus was perfect in his obedience to the cross. That makes sense. But why would God in flesh die for me? Why would he be humiliated and die when in a snap of his fingers he could have, obliterated, the Roman army, just like the disciples thought he was going to when he first arrived. But then the pastor read this portion of Hebrews 12:2, and it's talking about how it was with joy set before him he endured the cross. And he explained it was joy that he had, that he endured the cross with, because he had love for you.
Joshua, we got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Okay.
You're listening to Joshua Broom's story, from porn star to Jesus follower. We've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Joshua Broom. We're listening to his story of, from porn star and maybe being what some would consider themselves to be irredeemable. hears the voice of God and realizes that's yet another lie that he's been told, lies that he's followed all his life that had him on a trajectory that left him empty and depressed. And then, like many of us, he found Jesus, and he's never been the same, and he's not looking back. Joshua, you know, in listening to your story and what you, what you experienced here, I want you to address, I mean, there's something about the timing of your story that is coming out now. You know, I think in light of what's happening in the culture, this, you know, really bizarre sexual revolution that you and I 10 years ago may not have even thought possible, the way it's being manifest and how it's being put upon our children, you know, the sex trafficking that's happening and the amount of dollars that we're talking about. We just, you know, had a Super Bowl, okay? And we know at all the Super Bowl events, one of the huge side gig economies that takes place at the Super Bowl is sex trafficking. And all this has risen, and then I believe God's answer is your story. In a sense, it's okay, here's a testimony, you know, here's evil, but let me show you good here. Do you kind of see that a bit?
Certainly. I mean, you look at the porn industry, you know, it makes more money than the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL all combined. If you're not a sports person, it makes more money than Disney and Netflix combined. 33% of all the data transfer on the internet is pornography. And I'm privileged enough to work with many anti-sex trafficking organizations and human trafficking organizations. And what's clear across the case is porn demand is fueling the supply of both pornography, but also sex trafficking. And if you look at the way that it's used, these victims are forced to make pornography. And when they do that, they use that to market them, and it normalizes the abuse in that way to them. So if you manipulate and normalize someone to whatever it is, they'll adapt to that from a cognitive standpoint. So they believe, okay, I am worth nothing, so this is just who I am. This is what I do. That was my story. I stayed in the industry for so long because I believed that not only was I not capable of doing anything else, but I truly believed in my heart of hearts that that was the only thing that I had to offer. That was my only worth. So
it defined you, Joshua, right? I mean, as it's doing these other kids.
Certainly.
You're exactly right.
I was just saying, like, and then, you know, my now wife looked at me and said, you know, well, you're not defined by the things that you've done, or you know, it's like, well, what? Like, that might have had an impact on you. But, yeah, I mean, to your point, it's like, it's, you know, in the Christian home, you know, it's ruining marriages. I mean, all divorces across the board in America, 54% of divorces in America have something to do with pornography in them, either pornography
I thought it was a third, but you're saying over half?
Yeah, 54%. 54% have something to do with pornography in there. Because it's not only a catalyst in itself, but it's a catalyst for a multitude of problems, because what's true is if there's compromise in one area of your life, it's going to bleed into compromise in every area of your life. It's going to impact your integrity. It's going to impact, you know, it's going to blur the lines of what's okay and what's not. That's why Romans 12:2 is so important. You're either being conformed by the world or you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And why is that so important? The second part of verse 2, so that you can discern what is God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. There's a line in the sand that God has given us to discern what is best for our lives, what is honoring to God, how should I live my life, and what is contrary to God's word. Because God's word is both a gate to protect me and a weapon against the world. And if we don't take God's word seriously, then we're going to be weaponless in a world where, you know, Ephesians 6 talks about how there's an enemy that wants to destroy us. You know, we're not wrestling against just flesh and blood. There's principalities that want to destroy us. They want to kill, steal, and destroy our calling, our lives. So it's so important. And to your earlier question, it's like, man, we've made an idol out of sex. That's why it's the biggest deal. You know, that we go back to the garden, and the serpent didn't say, you should do this, you should do that. It posed with, if I can get you to doubt God, I can get you to believe me. And he said, did God really say? And I think we struggle with, we believe that we can know what's best for ourselves. We can create this all, we can create our own autonomy. And that's really the heart of the book. The heart of the book is Romans 12:2. It's, I believed lies to be true. They were detrimental to my life, but there is truth. And 2 Timothy 3:16 talks about how, the word of God is God breathed and it's good for reproof. Reproof means to dismantle and destroy. So truth dismantles and destroys lies. And now you can have a foundation and a better way to see, because now you have a new heart and new eyes. So,
well, we're warned throughout the Word of God. The apostles especially stressed that sexual sin, it's so powerful and goes deep into the soul.
And it's the only sin when you sin against your own body.
Exactly. And when you really meditate and think about that, you've lived it out. And I think this is important and so critical. And we talked about this very topic on the show before, is the lure, the addiction, the depth of how the hooks go into us with sexual sin. And that's why we're so admonished by this, and we need to protect. And as you say, also what's so critical and where we find ourselves right now is we're confused. We don't know the difference between good and evil. That which is good is called evil. That which is evil called good. This is the culture that we're realizing today that you're raising your three children in right now. Joshua,
yeah.
I mean, this is really scary times, and so we need to embrace the, you know, like you're saying, without compromise and with a passion, with a focused, you know, concerted effort on the Word of God to keep us, you know, going down the wrong path, falling, you know, into the trap of the evil one who has come, as you say, to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, we've got 2 minutes left here, Joshua, and your book, The Seven Lies That Ruin Your Life. Let's go ahead and enumerate. We're not going to be able to get into big detail right now. It's probably a good reason why I need to have you come back another time so we can have a follow-up conversation. But go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say the biggest lie in the book is really the one that robs us of our identity. And so the fifth chapter is called Imitation Intimacy. And it's this false narrative that the world propagates as intimacy is defined by sex. If I polled 10,000 people, 91% of them said, when I say intimacy, the first word that comes to mind is sex. But in the garden, God created us to desire himself, and intimacy is not sex. Intimacy is actually proximity to God. But if you believe that you can find intimacy through pornography, through meaningless relationships, through social media, you'll find yourself in this cyclical cycle of sin, trapped by the enemy, trapping you with your own thoughts. Shame and guilt should not be a part of the life of the believer, because those are things that are tied to condemnation. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But the enemy uses those things against us in our own mind, and we stay stuck in this cycle. So how do we change that? Well, the truth is, there is a satisfaction that's found in proximity to God that you cannot replace with something else.
Well, Joshua Broom has been our guest, from porn star to follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, author of the book, The Seven Lies That Will Ruin Your Life. Joshua, look forward to having you back. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Harvard's acting president is denouncing a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign manipulating nooses around figures resembling a past president of Egypt and the deceased boxer Muhammad Ali. It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. It'll start in San Diego with twin shows on April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed up by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. We're having fun, let me tell you. And we're going to talk about outdoor adventure and outdoor adventure ministry for boys, Kids Outdoor Zone. We've got the founder, T.J. Greeney, with us right now. T.J., welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Mr. Martinez. I appreciate you having me on. And to start everything off, I just want to say thank you for your service, sir.
Well, that's very kind of you. I'm excited to talk about Kids Outdoor Zone. This provides men of churches with training, curriculum, and support to mentor boys using outdoor adventure. We know that ministry for boys is so critical, especially these days, right, TJ?
Yes, sir. We have a war against our boys right now, and we need an army of men to step into the fight to help with this terrible situation we're in with our boys.
Well, you think about 40% of our young men are growing up in homes without fathers, 40%. And this is probably, a modern epidemic. Is that so many young men are growing up without fathers. Fatherlessness is just, it's hurting these young men. It's hurting our society. There's nothing positive that you can pull out of these numbers, is there?
No, sir. And, that's 40% is the average. In some communities, it's 80 or 90%.
Oh, wow.
It really can be incredible how many fathers walk away or how society has made fathering a boy, which is not just fathering, I'm not just having a baby, but actually teaching a boy how to be a young man, good, bad, right, wrong, It's and a boy who's not bothered. Statistically, it's easy to find what happens to a young man who doesn't have a dad in the house or a male role model to guide him. I mean, substance abuse, dropout, teenage pregnancy, incarceration, it all just, it's over the top on what happens to a boy that doesn't have a male role model.
Exactly. TJ, you're an award-winning outdoor travel adventure writer, photographer, a radio show host yourself, past president of the Texas Outdoor Writers Association. How did this idea of, you know, the kids' outdoor zone come to be?
Well, so I was, and thank you, I was just minding my own business, living on my little street, raising my family, and I had a son, I had two sons, and the youngest one, I would come home and his buddies would rush over to the house. And I started realizing that these boys didn't have dads participating. Their dads weren't there. And they would end up at our house. And I would just naturally just say, okay, well, here, you use the post hole digger. Let me show you how to dig a post hole. Or I'd put this if we were going to the pond fishing or something. I really started to realize that there was a need in these little boys' hearts to be around a man. Right. And then I was tasked with a Sunday school class at my church, third to fifth grade boys. They needed somebody to do a temporary fill-in for a class. And I fell in love with time with the boys. I just struggled with the curriculum. And I would take the boys outside and I would take the scripture and the virtue and I'd take them outside and teach them outdoor stuff. We'd mess around outside and I'd just make up a story about a deer hunt or a bear hunt or a fishing trip and add that stuff in there. And what happened is it grew to be the largest Sunday school class in the church. We realized, and these boys would have their friends spend the night just to come to Sunday school afterwards. So we realized there was a real need there. And so some of my buddies and I, just started one Saturday a month. We'd invite these boys to meet us at the park or something, and we'd do stuff with them, not for a Sunday school class, but just because we saw how desperately they wanted to be around us and do guy things. And I started writing it down, and then guys started asking me if they could do it at their church, and then so I show them how to do it and give them the material, and they had success with it, and then it just took off from there.
Were you blown away at how contagious this became? I mean, this kind of successful ministry to these young boys, or you just knew this instinctively? You know, being a man, formerly a boy, adventure is your very heart. And, you know, we understand, even, I guess, psychologists have written extensively on the fact that adventure is something core to all young boys, isn't it?
It is. Boys are, you know, a boy, a man is wild at heart. John Eldridge writes about it.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
It's incredible. And and we just recognized it. And I come from a background where at 13, my family split up and I was left on the streets of Houston to fend for myself. So I know the struggles of a young man without a male role model, without a dad.
Wow.
And I knew what the outdoors did for me and how I felt in the outdoors. And I knew what mentoring did for me. I knew what men in my life had shared with me and how it had changed the trajectory of my life in many ways. And it just kind of all came together. And, you know, I was traveling the world. I was writing hunting and fishing stories. I was living the life, but it just weighed heavy on my heart that the next generation was not being raised outside. The average kid's 40 minutes a week outside, 70 hours a week in front of a screen.
Exactly.
Kids aren't going outside, and there's so many health issues with that. They weren't being mentored. They didn't have dads or male role models. And it just became a heavy burden on my heart that if not us, if we don't do it, who's going to do it?
Exactly. Exactly. How do you address, TJ, those boys that may be a little reluctant? You know, they're not necessarily outdoor oriented. How do you deal with them and help them overcome any reservation they may have in participating in kids' outdoor zone?
So, every boy, I rarely get turned down when I ask a boy if he wants to go fishing. And every boy truly does love that. They want to be tested. But our society tells them, hey, sitting on the couch, video games, that kind of stuff is absolutely fine. And culturally, they're told that. But we rarely have a little boy. If my mom was listening and said, oh, my son, he's really not an outdoor kid. He's not going to go hunting. I just would say, let me just challenge you. Bring your boy to a KOZ group in your community somewhere and let him come to two or three of them. And we rarely see a little boy who doesn't just fall in love, engage, and begin to learn, grow, and blossom from time in the outdoors and time around men who hear them when they speak, who see them when they're standing there.
What a great program, you know, to mature these kids, this outreach, to really relate to them at a level. Maybe, you know, the idea of the outdoor has been held back and oppressed. And then they come out and all of a sudden, I got to imagine for you, TJ, to watch these kids make this transition has just got to be so rewarding. Here he is, the founder, TJ Greeny, award-winning outdoor travel and adventure writer, photographer, radio show host, and, of course, the founder of Kids Outdoor Zone. KidsOutdoorZone.com is where you want to go for more information. TJ, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Godspeed, my friend.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, An extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have Evie Bear Carroll, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, lots to talk about here. First of all, hey, let's talk about The Chosen. They had the teal carpet premiere already. You know, people are getting a preview of season four, you know, and it's going to be another good one. No doubt.
Yes. Isn't it great that they keep giving us great content that we know is safe for the family? Yay! and we're in season four already, and so that's so great. And you know, we went to the teal carpet and saw the cast, and, you know, it was a great experience. And once again, they're doing some, you know, wholesome stuff.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, as we're talking with, you know, Dallas and his dad, Jerry, you know, the writing, the whole production, all the elements. I mean, this is something you do in layers, right? I mean, it just, each layer, the way it's being handled is just, it's inspiring. It's brilliant. And I think it encourages others who are, you know, coming into the genre and appreciating, whoa, wait a minute, you know, people of faith, families, they want to watch wholesome movies, and they're responding to this. And Chosen, as a production entity and a product, is having an incredible, I believe, an incredible impact on Hollywood and other, you know, would-be movie producers, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, because they're seeing it as what is this thing, and what, how is it doing so well, and how is it made so well? You know, and it's outside of Hollywood, but now it's been brought into the fold because it's on even Netflix now that you can find it. And so it's such a great thing, right? Because it shows Hollywood that this is what people want. They want biblical sound, wonderful content that, you know, their family can watch, and so it's a win for us, right? It's
yeah,
a win
exactly.
for Christians.
Well, the deal is they want it so bad that they'll pay for it in more than just a ticket. I mean, they will pay for it in terms of becoming investors to make sure that, you know, the season continues. I think when we talked to Dallas last time, he wants to see seven seasons, right?
Yes. So that's exciting. And then, you know, I'm curious on what's going to happen after the 17th, because they built such a big studio in Texas and Utah. And so hopefully, you know, we can continue with some great content even after the seven seasons.
Well, I'm sure there'll be another aspect of the Bible that Dallas and the team can work with. Maybe might be more of a focus on, you know, on the Old Testament. and how the Old Testament reveals the New Testament. And so you get the tie in there because, a lot of people do not realize that, the New Testament is just a continuation of the Old, and Jesus is woven throughout the Old Testament. But you have to have eyes and ears and a heart and a passion, to look for it and see it. God says, look, for those who earnestly seek me, they will be rewarded appropriately. And so maybe, I don't know, I'm just talking off the top of my head. So anybody's idea will work. But, Dallas and the team, they're not. I don't see how they're going to stop. They'll keep on going.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be another project to work with. Let's talk about a movie that's, I had a chance to view this and I thought they did a great job. And it's going to be coming to a theater near you shortly, and that's Ordinary Angels.
Yes, this is such a wonderful movie because it talks about a true story of a woman who doesn't really acknowledge that she's an alcoholic, but once her friend, forces her into the AA meeting, she realizes that she has, a problem, and she's an addict, and so she finds a young girl, hears about a young girl who's sick and needs, financial help from this and needs, support. And she puts all of her energy into helping her find, financial support and fundraising. Mm-hmm. And it's such an interesting story because it shows, not just ordinary angels, but broken people can help other people and mm-hmm. step up to be an angel in this, situation or in any situation, and God can redeem anyone. And so it's a beautiful story. And, at first the father of the little girl says, no, we don't need any help. We don't need any help,
Like any proud, super proud individual father may respond to. Quite
yes.
easily. And by the way, let's talk about Hilary Swank does an incredible job as the ordinary angel here that we're talking about, right?
She does a wonderful job. She is very, realistic and very, she just does a great job. Mm-hmm. You can tell that she's such a talented actress. And then the father who plays in the show Reacher, he's very popular for the show Reacher. He did a fabulous job too. And he's a strong Christian. And so, mm-hmm. It's wonderful to see, this movie with such great quality, to come out and to, I would take anyone to this type of movie. You don't have to just be a faith person. It's very well done, and it's very beautiful in how it ties in faith.
Yeah, and unlike Reacher, he's not blooding up anybody or doing, exercising his size and muscles and bestiality. He's just a loving dad. Just loves the heck out of his daughter, and, the family's having a tough time, and, sometimes it's hard to receive.
When
you are in need, and that comes out in this movie as well. And you talk about it's better to give than receive, and maybe when you watch this, you kind of understand that because it is. We don't want to be people in need, but when you find yourself in need, it's what makes the blessing go around, right? Because you have to have, somebody who is in need, and you have to have somebody who is there to participate in fulfilling and being the solution to that need. Somebody is going to co-partner with God. And in this case, when you watch this movie, it's nothing short of a miracle based on a true story, right?
Yes, it was so, it was so realistic and how, my mother was sick for so many years. And so I felt like, I understood the situation where someone's trying to help and it's hard to receive help. But it was a great example of that. And, you know, it was also a great example of being the help, you know, in hard situations to those, you know, and then even mm-hmm. people who you see are struggling that you don't really know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just a lot of good messages in there. It also talks about other things that people can, you know, relate to, where the part about, you know, addiction, or there's debt in it, or there's sickness, or there's grief. And so there's a lot of messages in there that right. can kind of minister to people.
Right. And how communities come together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing. I did want to talk about something else that we were looking at, and that is that America has become so addicted to streaming. You know, these cell phones, these devices that are before, you know, our kids and, you know, families today, and you're reporting that America streamed 21 million years. This is incredible. It blows me away. 21 million years worth of video just last year alone, Evie.
Yes, and this is an increase. So yeah. It's really pretty crazy. It's 21% increase from the year before. So people are just spending hours and hours a day streaming content. I mean, we're addicted. This is an addiction right here. Yeah. We've become, you know, the people of Wall-E, right? Just totally addicted. And so we need to be mindful of our content, maybe to put on timers. There's timers you can put on your phone to say, no, you've done too much today. We're all in that situation, right? I'm speaking to myself too. I need to put the timer on to say, come on, you've watched too much, or you've consumed too much social media, mm-hmm. which has its benefits, but a lot of times is not, right? It's got
it captures you in a way. And then mm-hmm. there's links, because everything is all set up to kind of, you know, once it captures you, it will not let you go. It's like you're in the Hotel California here. And before you know it, like you said, you know, an hour is wasted, and you go, wow, you know, I don't even have an hour to talk to my kids, and here I am, I'm spending a stupid hour, you know, going down these different rabbit holes. And you're exactly mm-hmm. right. I think we need to be more proactive about it, not only ourselves as an example to our other family members, but also with the kids that are mindful of it. What I love about, you know, when I have in my technology, I have a program that tells me how much viewing of of online viewing that I've done in a given time, and so it's good to see. You know, and I feel better at times when it's down low, but sometimes when it's, you know, we're talking hours, I'm going, what was I doing? You know, what was happening that was driving that kind of increase in activity? So, you know, we have to be careful to that end. And also, you know, with that in mind, an article at movieguide.org is, you've got an expert that is urging parents to take control of kids' social media use. So it starts with us. We can be that example and, you know, be the change that we want our kids to see, so that they can follow our leads, right?
You know, be more present in what your kids are doing.
Yeah. Go outside and play. Get some boo-boos.
Yeah.
Have fun. Have fun with the neighbors in all those good ways that you should. Evie Bear Carroll, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview, she is the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.